House of Representatives has passed two bills that would be the largest gun control laws in 25 years. They aimed at closing loopholes in the system of background checks for gun purchases, a system intended to keep guns out of the hands of people legally barred from gun ownership because of issues like a criminal record. Both bills were opposed by almost all of the Republican lawmakers. Virginia Fox is a Republican from North Carolina. She blasted the measures as an attack on Second Amendment rights.
Make no mistake, these bills are created in bad faith. They're partisan shams that rob us of our freedoms.
Although the vote took place on the House floor, the debate came earlier in the House Rules Committee, where it followed a familiar partisan divide. Mary Gay Scanlon is a Democrat from Pennsylvania.
Now, this isn't a Second Amendment issue. This is a public health crisis. And at this point, everyone in this hearing is familiar with a response that a public health crisis demands. To address gun violence in America, we need a comprehensive and multifaceted approach. There is no one size fits all, but it has to be driven by research and data. The measures we're talking about here today are a great common sense start to keep firearms out of the hands of criminals and gun traffickers, keep weapons of war off the street, and keep illegal guns out of my community.
Democrat Jim McGovern of Massachusetts is chair of the Rules Committee.
These bills will close loopholes and strengthen our background check system. Reasonable steps that 90% of the public agrees with. Both bills were passed last Congress. We now have a Democratic Senate and a Democratic president, and I hope we can finally make these reforms a reality.
H.R. 1446 would create universal background checks, expanding the background check law to include unlicensed gun sellers, such as online and gun show vendors. H.R. 8 would close the so-called Charleston loophole by extending the background check waiting period from the current 3 days to 8 days. The term Charleston loophole comes from the fact that a white supremacist who committed a mass killing at the AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015 was able to buy a gun because his background check was not completed within 3 days. Republicans argued that gun measures like the two bills in question don't work because criminals by definition break the law and will get guns anyway, while law-abiding Americans would see their rights infringed. Democrat Jamie Raskin of Maryland calls that a recipe for inaction.
And we know exactly what needs to be done to crack down on this criminal gun traffic, but some people are too much in the thrall of the NRA to do it. But the vast majority of the American people want it today. Let's pass H.R. 8. Let's close the Charleston loophole. You know, to say, well, criminals are going to go ahead and violate the law anyway. Well, why have a law against murder? Murderers are going to violate the law anyway. Why have a law against rape? Rapists are going to violate the law anyway.
In the floor vote, both measures passed out of the House with only a handful of Democrats and Republicans crossing party lines. The bills go next to the Senate, which for years has been a place where gun violence bills go to die. To pass, both measures would need votes from at least 10 Republicans, which seems unlikely. But Democrat Norma Torres of California said after the vote that she is inspired.
So today I rise to honor the young people who called us here to act. From Steel Canyon to Bonita Vista, students in San Diego have organized and protested and marched for their lives. I have been so inspired by them and young Americans across the country who have fundamentally changed the conversation on gun violence. It's because of their activism we finally passed common sense legislation that will save so many lives.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.